Joining me via telephone this morning is a friend of mine. His name is Stephen Lincoln. Let me say good morning to your brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You have written a devotional. The title of it is The Journey Along God's Road to Revelation. Now, first of all, let me ask you, what motivated you to write a read through the Bible devotional?
I enjoy the satisfaction of teaching others and seeing the aha moment when they finally understand something.
Okay.
This book is my attempt to help others in scripture study and spiritual growth, because we can experience spiritual continual growth through our commitment to regular reading and study of God's Word. My prayer is that some of my words and stories can inspire others in that commitment. Throughout the year, readers present with questions such as, was Job set up by God? That comes from January 4th scripture reading of Job 1-2. Though the thought-provoking question taken directly from science of today is answered by the scriptures, could a boat as large as the ark really be seaworthy? I try to put an interesting approach on learning and applying God's Word.
Okay. What led you to the title of the book, which is The Journey Along God's Road to Revelation?
Simplest answer to that one is God. It was recommended to have journey in the title. And I take my dog for a walk. I pray while I'm walking. After many walks, many prayers, the title was cemented into my mind. It's interesting to break apart the title and understand what it means. We are all on a spiritual journey in our life with Christ. And, of course, the road, for those who are really experienced, refers to the road to Revelation, or Romans road, and the witnessing approach, and also the path through the Bibles we read from Genesis to Revelation. Of course, the phrase God's road to Revelation also refers to the Spirit-led accomplishment of finishing your own reading in God's Word. Although there is only one book with the title Revelation, every day of studying scriptures can provide a new revelation as we read with an openness to God's direction on our lives.
Okay. What impact has the writing of this book had on your own spiritual life?
As many of you know, scripture passages can mean different things during varying events in our lives. The impact of this topical read through the Bible has been tremendous for me. Not only have I been responsible for my own commitment to finishing the Bible in a year, I've made a daily attempt at opening the meaning of God's Word to others. Are these words God-inspired? I like to think so, since they're based on God's holy word and are the result of many prayers for the right words to present to others.
Okay. What scripture passages would you say were the most challenging?
Many people who have read through the Bible and have studied would expect that to be the begats and the lineage presented in Genesis, Isaiah, and other scriptures. They are hard to follow and retain focus when reading that scripture, but those who enjoy retain a true love of history, they enjoy reading such as this because they are true scriptural history lessons.
In your opinion, what is the greatest thing that the reader can take away from this book?
I believe the biggest thing to be gained from this book and regular study period is a commitment to regular reading and study of God's Word. Psychologists tell us that it takes anywhere from 21 to 254 days to develop a habit that will stick. It is the focus of the journey along God's road to revelation to help the reader develop that habit and encourage a commitment to God and His Word. Commitment to a full year of reading the Scriptures will develop a habit in the reader's life that can be continued for many years to come.
Okay. Well, now, I understand that the profits from this book are going to be donated to the Children's Home at Middlesex. What led to this?
Once again, this answer leans toward God and His time. I was working on the book one evening after receiving their fall newsletter. My wife was reading it and mentioning the lengthy needs that they had in providing for children who may have never experienced a stable home life. As she was naming the things she planned to contribute and where they were to be purchased, I began to wonder how I could help. I believe that God gave that answer with a prompting to donate the profits from this book. God has provided for me in so many ways throughout my life that I believe this is my opportunity to provide for others in need.
Okay, now, The Journey Along God's Road to Revelation, where can the listeners get a copy of this? And I know you must have a place or two that they can go to get a copy.
This is a self-published book, and the highest profit margin comes from purchasing them on my website, which can be reached at publish.ncwebdesignprogramming.com. It is all one word. They're also available through Books A Million and other outlets, although the profit margin will not be as great.
I understand. Well, look, Brother Steve, Stephen Link, the author of the book, The Journey Along God's Road to Revelation, I appreciate you calling me this morning, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you much, Keith.